Hi, Alan Taylor Shearer here, and it's not very often that I quote from a Conservative MP, but I receive emails from theyworkforyou.com, and it gives me an idea of what my local MP has been saying in the Houses of Parliament. The whole debate was kicked off by Prime Minister David Cameron at 3:32pm on the 23rd of November 2015. Making a statement on the National Security Strategy and Strategic Defence and Security Review. Well, Henry Bellingham, Conservative for Northwest Norfolk, whose constituency I happen to live in, said this: "Will the Prime Minister confirm that today's statement is good news for RAF Marham, the home of the Tornado Force and the future home of Lightning II? Obviously, the Tornadoes and Brimstone missiles are playing a vital role in the campaign against Daesh. But does he agree that there is now an overwhelming case for extending those strikes into Syria itself?" The Prime Minister David Cameron replied, "I can certainly reassure my honourable friend that I believe the statement is good for RAF Marham because it means more Lightning aircraft more quickly, and I think that that will be very good for the airbase. As for what my honourable friend said about Iraq and Syria, he knows that I agree. We must marshal all the arguments that we can on Thursday." Douglas Carswell, UKIP from Clapton, replied, "I welcome the strategic review, much of which is common sense, but will the ministers do more to reform defence procurement and ensure that our limited defence budget is spent in the interests of our armed forces, giving them the equipment they need, rather than enriching a cartel of defence contractors?" David Cameron replied, "I will certainly do all that I can on that basis. The issue is always difficult because on one hand, I want to procure as speedily and swiftly as possible, whilst on the other hand, we want to have a care for Britain's vital defence industry, an opportunity to help our allies and their capabilities. But yes, I think that overall, ensuring that procurement is more swift and more speedy would be a good thing." Bob Stewart, Conservative, Beckenham: "I think my right honourable friend is stating unequivocally that the British Army might be placed on the streets of the United Kingdom. I remind the House that it has been operating on the streets of the United Kingdom for more than 40 years. I think the public will be very sympathetic to the idea and will take comfort in times of peril when they see our wonderful soldiers on the streets protecting them." David Cameron replied, "My honourable friend is absolutely right. During the flooding problems and during the Olympics, we saw a number of British troops on our streets. The point I am making is that up until now, there have been some rather arcane and old-fashioned barriers to stop this happening, for all sorts of very good historical reasons. But I think we are rather over that now. I think that if there were a terrorist attack and we needed to surge uniformed personnel to keep us safe, people would be very happy to see the military perform that role. Would you be happy to see uniformed, armed soldiers around your city streets?"